Dear Diary, it's come to my attention that this muddy audio diary is perfect for Gone Wild Audio, though I will be re-recording my stories as I post them to remove identifying details, etc. So, the story that I'm about to tell you is a true one. It's two tales in one. First, the tale of my truly amazing Reddit Dirty Pen Pals success story, and second, the tale of my return to cock after 12 and a half years in a monogamous lesbian relationship. I don't recommend that, by the way. I mean, not lesbianism, that's cool. I mean, monogamy. At least I suck at it. I'm just, like, really bisexual. But I had married a monogamous woman, and so cock was relegated to my fantasy life for a long, long time. We do what we must. But things are looking up. I'm single now, and I'm having the time of my life. So, to the story at hand, I met John on Dirty Pen Pals some time ago. We really just hit it off right away. Very compatible kinks, compatible dirty talking style, just good conversation all around, both erotic and non-erotic. Great guy. And, you know, just we have this incredible chemistry. And so we had a really good time working each other up with smutty words and then phone conversations and then taking it to cam. It was really only a matter of time that we closed the 2,000-mile distance and sealed the deal. So I'm going to pick up this story somewhere toward the beginning of the middle. If I told you everything, we'd be here all night. So John and I are snuggled up in bed together, and I'm tucked into his arm, my head on his chest, my tits snuggled up right against him, warm and soft, and it's just lovely. I'm all soft and dreamy and turned on. And John tilts his head up and he puts his sexy, incredibly gifted, dirty talking mouth right next to my ear. And he lets me feel his hot breath on my skin, waking every nerve ending. He catches my earlobe in his teeth for a split second and then leans in and starts to talk as his arm tightens around me, letting me feel how strong he is. He talks about my 12 and a half years without cock. He tells me that he's sure it's been a trial for me. He tells me that he is very pleased to be the one to welcome me back. But his tone turns serious. He tells me that it's unfortunate because I have a duty that I've been shirking. You see, little sluts like me have a duty to men, a duty to be a good, open, wet little cock sleeve. He slides a hand between my legs right then, exploring my wet, swollen pussy to demonstrate his point. And then he brings his wet fingers up to my lips and feeds them to me. I obediently suck my arousal from his fingers while he keeps talking. He tells me that I owe reparations, not to him, but to men as a whole. He tells me that I'm a very, very lucky little cunt because he's going to see to it that I start paying down my debt to cock tonight. And I laugh. I tell him he is such a giver. I lift my head and I look into his eyes, but his eyes are hard. They're not laughing at all. My breath catches in my throat. He He skewers my eyes with his as he sneaks a big hand up into my hair, the nape of my neck. And he grabs a big handful of my hair and he wraps it around his fist, and he's made me so helpless so easily. And he pulls my head around just to make sure that I understand that he can, that he's in control now. I feel my heart racing as he smoothly pulls my ear right to his mouth. In a low, quiet, but threatening tone, he says, "You're going to start your reparations right this second, you dumb little whore. One rule. Do not let my cock out of that slutty little mouth of yours for any reason. Any reason. Do you understand?" And I gasp, and I say yes, as he turns my head to look at his eyes again. He looks at me. And then he slaps my face hard. And I gasp in surprise, and he grabs the top of my hair with his other hand and pushes my mouth down on his cock. He pushes my head down, and his cock fills my mouth entirely and starts nudging against the back of my throat. I gag and I choke, but he pays me no mind at all because he's too busy fucking my face deep, hard. I've been overpowered so easily. I try to swallow his cock, and he pushes my face down, and then he's in. He's in. And I'm open, and I'm gagging and drooling, but he is all the way inside my throat, and I feel so fucking helpless, so fucking turned on. God, I almost can't stand it. He picks up the intensity. He's barking instructions at me quickly. "Watch the teeth, cunt. Don't you dare close your throat to me, Allie. Do you think I can't feel that?" My senses. Oh, my senses. I'm entirely overwhelmed. My voice. His voice. My world has been reduced to my mouth and his cock. And I gag and I retch and I ooze drool and snot and throat slime all over both of us as he grinds my nose right into his pubic hair. He gets still rougher, faster. He's not letting me breathe at all. He's making me fight him for each breath that I can manage to suck in around his cock. I have to insist. I have to push back hard and squirm for even a single inch of throat to call my own. Soon enough, though, I push back too hard and his cock pops out of my mouth. I gulp in a great breath of air and he pulls my head up by my hair and slaps my face twice while telling me to keep his cock in my whore mouth. I feel the slaps reverberate through my body. I feel my pussy clench with desire. He's pushed my head back down and shoved his way back into my throat, fucking me until I am dizzy from the lack of air, and I fight my way off his cock to breathe. He slaps me and scolds me and pushes back in my throat again, and we repeat this cycle a few more times until I am truly frantic to please him and somehow have managed to figure out how to breathe and still keep his cock in my mouth. My lips softly closed around him as I suck in air. I find myself pushing him into my throat, diving all the way down onto his cock all on my own. I'm doing it to myself. Fuck. Oh, God, I'm so wet. He laughs, and he tells me that I'm a good little cocksucker, and he lets go of my hair. I'm still gagging, but now I'm doing it to myself. I'm ramming his cock down my throat like my life depended on it. I need his cock. I want it more than anything. I want him with the pent-up, unrealized frustration of 12 and a half years. My drool is everywhere. It's coming out of my nose. I can't even catch my breath, even though I have space to breathe now. I don't know what to do. I need to blow my nose, but I can't stop. I can't stop. No, I can't. I don't want to stop. I can't stop. And so I need to breathe, but in desperation, I just blow my nose into my hair to clear it, and I suck air into my burning lungs. And he tells me that I'm a good little whore, and I feel it in the core of my being. He tells me that the patriarchy approves of my behavior, and it makes my pussy throb. Soon enough, I'm entirely in a stupor. I am fully cock drunk. He gets another good grip on my hair and just settles into a nice rhythm for himself. And I'm open and docile, just accepting his cock. I'm alive and in the moment, and soft and sweet and dreamy. And then his cock is just gone. My mouth is empty and it feels so strange, and I look up at him blankly because I don't understand. But he tells me that he is going to come so deeply in my cunt that it's going to be leaking out for a week. He tells me that when I go home, I'll still smell him on me. I'll always remember whose cock reclaimed me to serve men. And then he's up and he's over me so fast. He's between my legs and he's touching me, opening me with a brief moment out of his stern character to marvel. Dear God, Allie, you are so wet. And then he's inside me, fucking me hard, and I'm so wet, and I'm so turned on. And he's in me so deep, and so feels so good. And he's still talking this whole time. He's telling me, he's telling me that I exist to serve men, and that my highest purpose is to be an obedient, open vessel for cum. And he's got two big handfuls of my tits, and he's squeezing them so hard as he pounds into me that even 7 days later, I will still be able to count 10 perfect oval fingertip bruises across my tits in two arcs. I'm so into it. I'm fucking back against him as hard as he's fucking into me, and our bodies slam into one another so hard that I think I bruised my pelvis. He tells me I'm allowed to come as long as I chant my new mantra until I do it. And I attempt to look at him quizzically, but don't really manage it. Like, what mantra? What the fuck are you talking about? He says slowly, carefully, slowing down the fucking enough to make some good, solid eye contact. I was born to make men come. Say it, Ellie. I was born to make men come. I say it slowly at first, a little hesitantly, questioningly. I was born to make men come, I ask more than I say. Yes, good, good, good girl, he says. Say it again. I was born to make men come, I say with a little more authority in my voice. Again, don't stop saying it. I begin a chant, slowly, quietly at first, but building in intensity as the intensity of the fucking increases. I was born to make men come. I was born to make men come. Oh, fuck. I was born to make men come. I was born to make men come. And soon enough, I'm howling it out as I fuck my hips into him as hard as I can. I was born to make men come. I was born to make men come. I was born to make men come. Tremendous screaming, shuddering, full body toe curling orgasm. And he thrusts into me hard and joins me in the wave of sensation. I can feel him coming inside me in a hot rush as he joins his exclamations to mine. Beside me, and he pulls me into his arms. He kisses me with his soft, sweet, sexy, dirty talking mouth and tells me that I'm amazing. I look him right in the eye and I say, I was born to make men come.